Are they cheating?
Chances are, yep, they're cheating.
But just to make sure, it's the Dave Ryan Show's War of the Roses on 101.3 KDWB.
You know that show Black Mirror?
Mm-hmm.
The War of the Roses is turning into the romantic cheating version of Black Mirror.
Oh.
Because technology is
okay.
All about... That's War of the Roses and technology are kind of like getting merged more and more.
Yep.
And almost every week, there's some incriminating evidence. Well, this one gets even a little bit deeper because it involves Face ID.
Okay.
You know, Face ID on your iPhone.
Yeah.
Where you don't have to put your passcode in. You hold it up to your face.
Oh. Yeah.
And it recognizes your face.
It doesn't recognize me half the time, but I think it's because I'm always like doing the downward chin shot. Like, come on, recognize me, boy.
Well, you know, it's frustrating when we had masks on. It'd be like, okay,
I know.
I want to open my phone. I'm in Target, and I got a punch in my passcode.
No.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Let's talk to Morgan, who's had a little experience with Face ID and something that's going on. And it's a little bit, listen closely, because it's a little, there's a couple of twists and turns in here. But Morgan, tell us what you are on KDWB for War of the Roses for today.
Hi. So I am a twin. I have a twin sister. We do look different, but we have similar faces. We were at my mom's birthday last weekend, and, you know, I just had a weird feeling. You know, my sister has a boyfriend, Dalton, who's really amazing, and he's so good to her. And anyway, so I just had this weird feeling, like sometimes you get this weird feeling. So I took her phone and, you know, the Face ID, like I went into her Snapchat. I know it maybe wasn't the best thing to do.
I'm going to stop you there for a second. So being a twin, you have like the same eyes, nose, lips, whatever facial structure.
At least close enough.
That you can open your twin's phone with your Face ID.
Yes, I know. Isn't that crazy?
It is crazy. But then I start to wonder, and it sounds like, and maybe I'm reading this wrong, that you and your twin, and maybe I saw this in the email, but you and your twin, your sister, Maddie, so it's Morgan and Maddie,
mm-hmm.
You are not the closest twins in the world, would you say?
No, I wouldn't call us close, no.
Which is unusual because I've known twins here and there through my life, and usually they're, like, really close.
They say they can finish each other's sentences and things like that.
But that's not really the way it is. Okay.
No, it's not. I mean, Maddie's always been really hard on me. And, you know, I just feel like sometimes she can be a little selfish. And, like, she just sometimes, like, I don't know, I feel bad. But, like, sometimes she really, like, plays people. And, like, I know her. She's my sister. We have this intuition. You know, we don't finish each other's sentences. We don't necessarily always get along because she can be kind of mean, honestly. But anyway... So I open up her Snapchat because I just had this weird feeling, and like, so I went into her Snapchat and she has all these messages with James, who is also like awesome guy. You know, James and I are friends, and it's just like, it's I'm in a weird position because now I know that like her and James have this like, you know, they were using words like lover and like miss you and like stuff like that. And it's just like, it's so awkward, you know what I mean? I don't really know what to do, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, so let's see if I get this right. So you open up your sister, your twin Maddie's phone.
Yeah.
You see Snapchat, and you see her chatting with some... She's dating a guy named Dalton. You like Dalton. There's a part of me that thinks that you want to date Dalton yourself.
Yeah, I get that vibe too.
But that might be something else altogether. But you saw your twin... Snapchatting with a guy named James. Do you also know James, you said?
I do know James.
Okay.
Yeah. James is a lot of fun. Yeah.
Do they have a history? Have they dated before, or are they just friends? Or because, like, I might, like, jokingly call my friend lover or something, but if they have a history, then that would be a little bit different.
No, they definitely have a history. Like,
okay.
It's not appropriate. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, like,
but then,
it's like, I feel like she's leading him on.
I want to ask you a question.
Yeah.
Why do you care? Why is it, I'm not trying to be mean, Morgan, but why is it any of your business? Why do you care?
I know, it's a good question. I just, like, I don't know, I just have this weird feeling, and, like, I just, like, it doesn't feel right with me. Like, do you ever have that where you're just like, you know what, this doesn't feel right, like, I need to figure out.
Right, but also when Dave mentioned he thought you had a little thing for dolls and possibly you didn't say no or deny it, so do you have, like, some kind of feelings for Dalton?
Okay, I mean, I'm a little embarrassed because, you know, like, Ron Marie, but I mean, I love Dalton. Like, he's a great person. And I don't know. It's hard. It's hard having Maddie as my sister. It's hard. I really like him. And I don't know, you guys. I don't know.
No, and that's okay.
Yeah.
Sometimes,
like you do, but well, yeah. That's,
you know, I think that she really likes him. She's probably attracted to him. And she, it sounds like if she's not very close to her twin, that she would love to prove to her sister, like, I got something on you. I can hold this over your head that you are seeing somebody besides Dalton. Or maybe you could, would you tell Dalton if you found out your sister was sleeping with this guy, James, would you tell Dalton, or is that where you draw the line?
I would tell Dalton. Like, every person would have the right to know that, right?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, again, I go back to I'm not trying to be hard on you, but it's kind of none of your business if it doesn't hurt you.
But it's hurting someone else.
Okay. No, fair enough. I mean, if that's how you feel, it's your sister, it's your situation, mm-hmm. It's not mine. But I think a lot of people would say, if it's not hurting you, I don't know.
If they broke up and Dalton approached you, would you date Dalton?
If we move somewhere else, for sure, 100%.
Okay.
That'd be weird dating somebody that your sister had been dating.
You know, it's happened a million times.
Have you guys? Oh, I'm sure. Have you two been competitive like all your life? Is it always like, you know, she's the smart one, she's the tall one, she's, I mean, if you, it sounds like there's like a competition going on here.
Yeah, I mean, if we're being honest, like, yeah, like she's always been like the smart, pretty, skinny one. And like, you know, I work really hard and I just feel like sometimes she's really hard on me. The world is really hard on me and she walks all over me. She walks over a lot of people, like Dalton and James, like she's playing them. Like, and I just like, it doesn't feel right. And, you know, we both love our mom, so it's complicated because, like, we're both sort of tied to our mom. So yeah. It's like, I don't totally want to move because I don't, you know, we want to take care of mom and stuff. But you know what I'm saying? Like, it's complicated. But yes, to answer your question, yes, there is this underlying competition.
Well, you know, it's funny. You say that she's been the pretty one, but you obviously look so much like her that you can open up her phone with her Face ID.
Yeah.
So if she's pretty, you're pretty. So I wonder if it's maybe, well, but I mean, I think it's, you're welcome. I don't have any idea what you look like, but I think that it's probably been a feeling that you've been given all these years, mm-hmm. maybe by your sister. It sucks that you're not getting along so well, but all right, here's what we can do. We can call your sister, Maddie, and we can pretend that we're calling to do a survey, customer service, you know, satisfaction, whatever, and then reward her with a couples class. Because we'd sometimes do restaurants, but we'd stumble on the idea to do a couples class, like a romantic. What kind of couples classes are you going to offer this week?
I have Fallon? Intro to salsa dancing.
Intro
glass,
to salsa dancing.
Glass blowing and cocktail making.
Okay. Now, none of these classes really exist.
Well, they do, but I'm not giving them to
true.
Her. Yeah.
So if you emphasize like, hey, it's a couples class, mm-hmm. then obviously she's got to pick Dalton because that's the other half of her couple.
Yeah, it should be.
Okay. Let's call and see who she wants to go to the couples class with. But before we do, I want to ask you a question. Is Morgan, who's on the phone right now, way overstepping her bounds here? Even though it's her twin, and even though she likes Dalton, should she stay out of it? She should kind of mind her own business. I mean, a lot of the time on War of the Roses, people just need to stay out of it if they're not involved in the relationship. But it's good for us
mm-hmm.
because it's kind of compelling to listen to.
Well, yeah.
But what do you think? Should she stay out of it? Did you get the idea right away that Morgan has a thing for Dalton? Should Dalton know if Maddie's cheating on him? And who the hell is James?
Those are great.
Yeah.
Have you ever dated someone your sister has dated? Or has your sister dated your ex? And how did that work out?
All right. Let us know. Call us at 651-989-KDWB. You can send a text also, KDWB1, and we'll talk to attorney Jonathan Fogel, who will get his input on this coming up next.
Back to the War of the Roses on the Dave Ryan Show on KDWB.
Okay, in case you missed the first part, this is like a very surprising War of the Roses because often when you hear of twins, you hear they finish each other's sentences. They're so close. They know what the other one's thinking. And not that this one doesn't know what the other one's thinking, but basically she called us. And I'm getting the names confused because it's Morgan and Maddie. And I'm like, wait, which one's which one? Jenny, do you remember?
I think
God, sorry.
Morgan's yes. calling us.
Okay, she's calling us about Maddie.
Yes.
So Morgan, she said that she felt like her sister was being sketchy, and so she wanted to confirm it. So she, since they're twins, she could use her sister's face ID on her phone and break in. So she gets in there. She sees inappropriate Snapchats with an ex named James.
Yep.
And she feels really bad for her sister Maddie's boyfriend, Dalton, who she says is such a great guy, and we got the vibe, like, how great is he? Like, why are you snooping? Even if you don't like your sister, and she's like, she's just not very nice.
Yes.
We've always been competitive. But she did kind of confirm she likes Dalton also.
Mm-hmm. Which is weird. They're twins. They're sisters. Even if they don't get along.
But we asked people, like, have you dated, like, someone your sibling dated before? And we got a lot of texts on this. I know we have phone calls, too. So let's just grab the first one. Sure. Hello, KDWB. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Sophia.
Hi, Sophia. Okay, what are your thoughts on War of the Roses?
Okay, well, I have a sister that's only about 6 months younger than me. We have different dads, or we have the same dad and different moms. And I love her boyfriend, but if she was ever to cheat on him, I would confront her and say, hey, you got him messed up. You are doing him dirty. And I would never go and tell him. I would just say, like, hey, you need to make up your mind between these dudes and stop hurting the guy that is really nice and that I like.
Yeah.
And whatever. I would never maliciously try to tell the boyfriend before I knew for sure and try to break them up and try to steal her man.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, that's my sister, and why would I want to sleep with something that sleep with my sister? That's
yeah. I know. That's what's throwing me off. I'm like, I get that you may like him, but I mean, you're not going to be able to go to your mom's birthday party for a while.
No.
If you date him.
Any family event.
No.
For a long time, probably.
Oh, my. Yeah, no. Thank you so much for calling. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks.
Hello, KDWB. Hello. Hi, who's this?
This is Dylan from Albertville.
All right. Hey, Dylan. What do you think about this War of the Roses?
So, I feel like, you know, I say this nicest way possible, just be really childish. Like, you know when you were a kid and your sister, your brother was doing something wrong. Like, Mom, look what so-and-so's doing.
Yep.
I feel like that's exactly what she's doing.
She's doing the adult version. I didn't even think of that. Yeah.
Yeah, I think she definitely has underlying motives, and Dave is super right. She needs to stay out of it.
Yeah. All right. Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, thank you. I think we have one more, and then we'll read a few texts and then get to part two. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Shay.
Hi, Shay. What do you think?
See, I would be upset if I knew my sister knew and she didn't tell me, but then I would be pissed knowing that she wants to screw my boyfriend.
Yeah, I feel like that would bother me a little bit. But although it does, she does think Maddie is hooking up with someone else and probably doesn't even care about Dalton that much. Still would be mad.
Yeah, I suppose. I don't know. It's a sticky, gross situation.
It really is. Thank you so much for calling. We have a lot of texts, too. I have sisters that have a baby with the same guy, someone said. Yeah, that's a lot. My ex's mom is trying to set me up with his brother. It's so weird. Her sister should have done a War of the Roses to see if she would pick having a class with Dalton. And someone else said, not her business. She shouldn't be in her Snapchat anyway. If it was public, that's different. But she needs to let her sister figure it out. Well, we'll see what happens. We'll make the call now. Maddie, this is the fun part, and the way we just say thank you for taking the time out of your day to participate in our survey. We have the most fun couples classes. I'm actually really jealous you get to do one of these, and they're totally free on us. But we have three different classes you could choose from, and you do get a plus one. Don't worry, these are couples classes. So we're not going to send you to like intro to salsa dancing by yourself by any means. So what I'll do first is let you pick your class. We have intro to salsa dancing, glass blowing, or cocktail making. Do any of those sound good for you?
Oh my gosh. Okay, this is for real? Wow, okay. Those are some really good choices. I think I'm going to go with glass blowing, though.
That's a good choice. My friend Jenny recently did a glass blowing class, and she loved it. So I think that's a really great selection. When we make the reservation for you, since it is a couples class, we have your name, but we'd love to grab the person you'd take to the glass blowing class with you.
Oh, okay. James.
Okay.
Oh, my God. You're picking James. Maddie, this is your sister Morgan on the line. I can't even.
What?
I'm like,
Yes, it's me. Hi. I can't even believe it. I knew it. The second I saw your Snapchat, I knew it. I can't even believe it.
I'm sorry, what's going on right now?
Fallon, explain. I explain every week and I get tired of it. Explain what's going on.
All right, Maddie, the short and the long of it is your sister Morgan felt like you were being sketchy to Dalton, which she says is a really great guy and is supposedly your boyfriend. She did hack into your phone. I wasn't there for this. She did hack into it at your mom's birthday, and she saw inappropriate Snapchats between you and an ex named James, and she just thought it was weird, so she called us. We're a radio station. And asked us to test you to see who you'd want to do a couples class with to confirm her suspicions. And it kind of did because you didn't pick Dalton, who she says is your boyfriend. You picked James. So that should catch you up to speed a little bit. So your sister, Morgan, is on the phone and she put us up to this.
You nosy bitch. Why don't you mind your own damn business? You've been jealous of me our entire lives, and this is why you're always getting into my shit. Why don't you just go do your embroidery with your fat friends and stay out of my damn life?
Oh, God.
Maddie, I can't even believe you, Maddie. I mean, this is, like, so typical of you. You're so mean. You've always been so mean. I'm going to tell Dalton about this.
You snooped on me. What? Like, how? You invaded my privacy. How dare you?
Well, you know what? It's like, if you weren't doing anything wrong, I wouldn't have anything to, you know, like, it would be fine. It would be fine. But you know what? It's like, now we all know. Now we all know.
And you did this on the, are you kidding me? Like, this is a whole new low for you. Like, why don't you just, like, go and get your own life and like, cool it on the Pop-Tarts and, like, live your own damn life.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dang. Jeez.
Cool it on the Pop-Tarts.
They're so good.
They are. I mean, which flavor is she into? I'm a brown raspberry. Cinnamon sugar. Ew. Raspberry. I've never heard. John. Okay, I'm putting Jonathan on. Jonathan Fogel of Fogel Family Law. Jonathan, have you ever heard anyone pick raspberry as their top Pop-Tart?
Honestly, I didn't even know there was a raspberry.
No, me either. You're so. It's gross. Like, I've heard strawberry, blueberry. What?
Yeah, I woke up this morning with a strawberry Pop-Tart, so that is the way to start.
In bed with you? What were you doing with a Pop-Tart?
Fallon, that's a little too personal.
No, that was Jenny. Jenny's the one that took it too personal. Now, Jonathan, I just imagine you in your room. You have a toaster next to your bed, so I don't know. You don't have an alarm clock. You have a toaster, so.
No, my toaster goes off, and the Pop-Tart smell wakes me up in the morning. That's the way to do it.
Honestly.
That would be good.
It's a little Michael Scott, like when he tried to put the George Foreman in his bedroom and stepped on it. Old Office reference there.
Yes, I got you.
So Jonathan gets to hear these a little bit in advance, and you were like, I don't necessarily have a story, but you do have some tips and some advice on situations like this.
Yeah, you know, first of all, I didn't have a story for this, but I've never heard of a story that ended with a happily ever after that started with, oh, by the way, I was snooping through your phone.
Yeah, no.
That never ends well. But what I thought about is I was in a mediation the other day, and the parenting schedules always seem to be a big issue with people. They want to make sure that they have the time that they want to have with their kids. And people spend so much time coming up with the schedules. They obsess over a few days or even just a few hours each month.
Oh, wow.
And what I keep telling people is that you have to remember that these schedules that you're coming up with, they have to be fluid. Now, you have to remember that, you know, as kids get older, things change. They get into sports. People move.
Yeah.
And you have to be flexible with those schedules as those things happen. And at best, you might get a schedule that lasts 2 years, maybe 3 years at best.
Yeah. I mean, they're constantly changing. And then, because I think about it, I mean, obviously, I'm married to my husband, Jake, and he has a son with someone else, and they're very fluid with it. It's like, oh, you know what? This week, we're going to go on vacation, so will you have him, or we want to take him on vacation? I know he was just with you for a few days, but is it cool if he stays with you while we go here for the weekend? It's pretty fluid, and it just makes life easier.
It is so important to remember that your kids didn't ask for their parents to be divorced or for their parents not to be together, right? They are the innocent bystanders that have to deal with the fact that now their parents are living in two different houses.
Yeah.
And so you need to be able to realize that in order to help them out, you can be more flexible with those schedules for your kids.
Have you ever had anyone that is, they come in and they're splitting up, but the partner is dating the other person's brother or sister?
I have had that before. I've had it where people have got divorced and then started dating the brother or sister and then got married to that other person.
I know people that have done that, and it seems crazy, but even like, even my mom's situation was weird. It wasn't exactly that, but my, so my older sister has a different dad than me, and my mom dated this guy, and then my mom's brother dated that guy's sister. So all her cousins, this is so Indiana, are like double cousins because of it.
And it's, I was going to say, did you grow up in Indiana?
I did.
That would be my question.
Close enough to Kentucky, too. So, you know, anyway. Jonathan, thank you so much for joining us today. If you want to get a hold of Jonathan, you can find him online at Fogle Family Law. Jonathan, thank you for being on my side that raspberry Pop-Tarts are garbage and they are not anyone's favorite Pop-Tart.
Okay.
I'm always there for you, Fallon.
Thanks, Jonathan. Have a good day.
All right. Take care.